Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we discuss the Proverbs today, Lord, we ask you to bless us, to give us revelation and wisdom and understanding from the mighty Word of the Living God. And we're mighty grateful for this wonderful owner's manual that you've given us, Father, and especially the book of Proverbs that tells us how to deal with people and how to deal with each other in a mighty way, and ourselves, and how we're made, and what we need to do, and what we need to do to walk in blessings or to work in curses. Now, Lord, we praise you and thank you for this mighty word as we read it today. Bless it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I've taught on Proverbs quite a while back, but I've only got up to Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 13. So today we're going to start at Proverbs 13:13. Now, the Word of God says, and I use mostly the King James Version, but it says, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." Now, just think, if you despise God's word, you'll find yourself in trouble. Obey it, and you will succeed in life, is what that's trying to tell you. So, how in the world can people take the Word of God and walk in obedience to it if you haven't studied it? Well, you cannot, because you cannot go beyond knowledge of anything, and the Word of God is no different. So, most people are destroyed today because they do not know and understand the commandments. And the Lord says, if you'll obey these commandments, you will succeed. Now, we try to teach our children to succeed, to go to school, go to college, get a degree, and so on and so forth, but it doesn't make any difference how many degrees you have. If you don't study the Word of God, you will never be a success in life. Now then, verse 14 says, "The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death." Now then, think about that. In other words, the advice of a wise man refreshes like water from a mountain spring. And those accepting this water or this Word of God, we become aware of the pitfalls on ahead. I'm telling you, there is pitfalls ahead, and if you depart from the law of the Word of God, it will absolutely bring forth an early death. You want to know why so many people die early? It's because they don't believe and honor and study this mighty book. Now then, lots of people, even in the church today, don't know why they die early. And I can tell you, it's because they don't serve the living God. They're not doing anything for the Lord. They're not producing any fruit for the kingdom of God. They're out there totally doing their own thing. They profess to be Christians, but they only come to church once in a while when they feel like it. And of course, some of those people come every Sunday morning, and some of them even tithe. But Monday through Saturday, they do their own thing, and they never read God's Word, they never pray, they never talk about the Lord, and they're always doing their own thing. Well, they're putting everything in the world before God, and they're not putting God first. And I can assure you, those people will wind up with some kind of critical illness or something far prematurely from where they should. So, it pays good dividends to serve the Lord. Now in verse 15 of chapter 13, he says, "Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of righteousness is hard." In other words, a man with good sense is appreciated. A treacherous man must walk a rocky road. In other words, the way of the transgressor is hard. People just don't understand that you can draw a fine line right down John 10:10, right in the middle, and you can find out which side you're living on. On John 10:10, the Word of God says, "The thief," or Satan, "comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I, Jesus, have come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly." Now then, if you're living on the abundant side of life, all your needs are being met, you're walking in health, you're walking in a financial realm that's taking care of meeting all of your needs, you're more than likely going to church, praising the Lord, worshiping Him, reading His Word, tithing, doing all the things the Lord has told you to do, and then the blessings have overtaken you. But if you're not doing those things, more than likely there will be a lot of sickness and disease and destruction in your home, and it's all because of your sin. You need to stop sinning and walk holy before God. Now then, verse 16 says, every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. In other words, you might say it like this, a wise man thinks ahead, but a fool doesn't, and he even brags about it. Now, how many people do you know that is a prudent man that he deals with knowledge? In other words, he gets knowledge. I've made this statement a lot of times in my teachings over the years. Knowledge is a wonderful thing. Don't dare leave home without knowledge. Now, I don't care what it is you're going to do. If you are going to be a mechanic or a plumber or a doctor or a lawyer or whatever you're going to do, don't do it until you gain knowledge. Learn about your subject. If you're going to be a computer specialist, go to school. Learn computers. Then you'll be able to do great and mighty things. But that is a prudent man or a wise man, one that thinks ahead. But a fool, he just jumps out there and thinks, I can do this. And then when he goes out there and he's not trained himself, he's not learned how to deal with people, and he's had 6 or 7 or 8 jobs in a year and he can't keep one, he wonders what's wrong. I'm telling you, the problem is you. You're not doing what God says. Because if you'll do what the Lord says, you will be able to keep a good job and you'll be able to provide for yourself. Now, verse 17 says, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Now, think about that awesome statement there in verse 17. In other words, an unreliable messenger can cause a lot of trouble, but reliable communications permit progress. If you're a wicked messenger, you will fall into mischief, or you're unreliable. But a faithful ambassador is health. In other words, you need to be faithful. Faithful in the Word of God, and it will bring health to all your flesh, the Word of God says. Now then, verse 18 says, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instructions. And my goodness, how many people do I know today that refuse to listen to instructions from God's mighty Word? But he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Now, verse 18, in other words, let's put it this way. If you refuse criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept criticism, you're on the road to fame or doing good. Now then, so many people today in the church absolutely refuse to accept criticism from their brothers and sisters in Christ. When you start trying to tell them what they need to do from God's Word, so many of them will not believe God's Word. But I can't make them drink the Word of God. They will have to listen to God's Word. They'll have to see it for themselves, and then they will have to act on it. If they're not willing to do that, the Lord Himself says, if you refuse to accept criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. So there's your answer. But if you accept criticism, He said, you're on the road to fame. Now then, that seems pretty simple to me, and I think that's what we should do, is accept the Word of God at face value. It says, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. In other words, it is pleasant to see plans develop. Everybody loves to see plans develop. But it says, since it is pleasant to see these plans develop, that is why fools refuse to give them up even when they are wrong. In other words, in verse 19 here in the King James says, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. In other words, whenever a person continues to stay in evil ways, it is amazing that he's on the way to destruction, and for some strange reason, he just will not depart. In other words, he's headed for a cliff. He's going to run over the edge, and he's going to drop into the fires of hell and burn forever, and he absolutely refuses to change his wicked ways. I do not understand why people do that. But I guess it's because they don't know what God's Word says. But in verse 20, it says, "He that walketh with a wise man shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." In other words, if you're with wise men, you will become wise. But if you're with evil men, you will become evil. So you need to pick your friends very carefully. For whatever reason there is out there, please don't get into a place where you get associated with these wicked, evil people. Always surround yourself with good, godly men and men that have wisdom and knowledge, and so you can tap into their resources so you can learn and do great and mighty things. Don't hang around a bunch of people at all that is watch a bunch of crazy soap operas or dumb murdering, killing movies on TV or on the movie theaters today. Don't hang around with those kind of people. If you do, you'll become just like them. Don't get involved with a bunch of people that's hooked up in drugs and alcohol and sex and violence. If you do, I guarantee you're going to get AIDS or something, and you're going to die at 25 or 30 years old. You're going to pay the consequences of your sin. That's just the way it is. So a wise man does not associate with those kind of people. You might tell them about Jesus, but you don't hang out with them. Verse 21, it says, "Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid." Wow, think about what that's saying. In other words, let's put it like this. Curses will chase the sinner, while blessings shall chase the righteous. In other words, curses in the Word of God are demons. So demons are out there. It's like the vultures hanging around a dead animal. If an animal dies somewhere, the vultures will gather because they're going to eat that dead flesh. Well, let me tell you, when you start sinning, you open the door to the devil, and those curses are going to come upon you. Whereas if you walk obedient to God's Word, the blessings will overtake you. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll start right here tomorrow in verse 22, and we'll press on in the book of Proverbs. I'd like to invite you to contact me for any of these teachings. I would be happy to send them to you on CD or on audio tape. I would be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. I just love to get the Word of God out. So give me a call at 940-242-2106. Or you can also go to my website at TLSM. Now that's www.tlsm.org. There you can get a listing of many of my audio and video tapes, and we will be happy to send those to you so you can be blessed. They are free and postpaid. So just send me an email, and we'll be happy to send them to you so you'll be blessed with God's Word. Whatever you do, serve the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way of life. Praise the Lord.